does this restoration to the land supplant the religious behavior of Jews throughout the Middle Ages, throughout late antiquity? Are we returning to the land and at the same time returning to the past in history, or are we creating something new? And here, the ranks of Jews and of its leadership and of their leaders, the ranks were split. There were those who believed, many of us have heard the name of the first prime minister of the state of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, who believed that this restoration to the land was a restoration to the biblical period. Ben-Gurion was a great champion of the Bible. And he thought that he was literally going back, restoring Israel to its role among the nations in the image of the Bible. What I fear is that as a historian, I can make this observation. Ben-Gurion did not realize that Judaism over 2,000 years had picked up so much additional content, character. The years of dispersion had required so many adjustments, and these adjustments became internalized. They became part and parcel of Judaism. They were not an ad hoc, a temporary addition to get Jews through a difficult period until they returned to the land. They became part and parcel of Jewish religious belief, behavior, and self-identity. And so many Jews returned, as it were, to the land and understood that they are not quite the same Jews that left the land 2,000 years ago. But this restoration to the land raised another major question within Judaism. What would the role be of Jews living outside of the land? A Jew living in the United States, is his Judaism or her Judaism different from the Judaism of an Israeli Jew? Are they practicing the same religion? Is the Israeli religion one of culture, language, land, and the American Jews' Judaism one of religious behavior in synagogues and maybe in a school system? And to this day, no one answer has been embraced by all Jews. Throughout the Jewish diaspora then, and this is a unique stage of Jewish history, Jews would ask themselves, are they American Jews or are they Jewish Americans? The very same questions existed already 2,000 years ago in cities like Alexandria. There was a philosopher in first century Alexandria by the name of Philo, a Jewish philosopher, who clearly felt at home within Alexandria. He probably considered himself a citizen of the city of Alexandria, and yet he stressed his Judaism based on philosophical, spiritual, religious contexts. He might be the forerunner of a diaspora Jew today, or a diaspora Jew living, let's say, in Germany in the 19th century. But opposed to a Philo, there might be a Jew living in Judea in the first century who takes up arms against the Romans and tries to restore political independence. And many Israelis would say he is the forerunner to the Israeli Jew. And so what we find is that we have different characterizations of Judaism in history in the ancient world that now manifest themselves in modern times as well. And this, of course, is almost the secret of understanding Judaism. We all look back to the past. We share a collective past. We share a collective memory, but we plug into different aspects of that memory. There are those who would plug in to one element of a more spiritual, religious nature, others into a more localized political nature. All of this together produced a mass of literary material. Jews in the land and outside the land were constantly producing books. And in our next lecture, we will have to familiarize ourselves with this enormous corpus of Jewish literature, which is the underpinning for all of subsequent Jewish existence.